Was the game spoiled by the sending off, or do you feel? It looked as though it was going to be a real cracker at one point.
Well, you can't go around gouging people, so, you know, if you're going to do that, you're going to get a sent off, I thought. I thought we had to work really, really hard. I thought there was no control of the ruck, real poor control of the ruck. And, you know, that was evident with the fact that both teams had only made three or four changes at half-time. Well, actually into the second half, you know what I mean? So it was a slow game. I thought we had to work really hard to score 30-odd points on this tight pitch with a slow ruck. And then when we'd got them, we put our cue on the rack and allowed Featherstone to dictate somewhat.
Thank you.
And it became ugly and scrappy then for the rest of the game. But we'd done the job. And I'm delighted, really, because we've had to real muscle up there against some rough treatment, if you like. I'm pleased that our discipline were good against a lot of testing times, you know. So we've made some good progress there, and I'm delighted with the win.
You say that though, Paul, but should Gareth Locker got sent off? He did strike Jordan Baldwinson in the face
with a flat hand, and you know, I think not a red card. The fact that you wouldn't have said that if it were Greg McNally, you wouldn't be asking me that question. So the fact that it were Gazzott, then.
Well, it seemed to
he
me,
carries
yeah,
that burden, doesn't
he? He got sent off. Oh, he got Simbin for something and nothing.
No, but yeah, Gaz Moore got Simbin for a clear punch, so should Gaz Moore got sent off? So that's what I'm saying to you. It depends who you are, not what you've done, I think, at the moment. And the one he got Simbin for, Sharp, came in first when he had no right to. And Gaz protects his players and pulled his shirt. Perhaps he's a bigger boy, so he'll always do it more aggressively than Sharp will. We're happy. We're happy, which, you know, maybe he did get drawn in a little bit. Like I said, that ruck was very, very frustrating. I think everybody can see how disappointing that ruck. We all come to Blackpool for some sun, some fun, and some quick rugby and entertaining rugby. So I think the officials had too many of them free cornettos that were going out, and maybe it suited them a little bit slower.
Okay, let's concentrate on the good stuff. When you play rugby, your team, you're brilliant to watch. You just want more of that?
100%, yeah. And we know that, you know, we're quite confident now that we're going to be in the middle eight, so we want to prepare ourselves for quick games. And we enjoy playing rugby and playing good rugby. Like I said, that's part of what we are as a team, and that's what makes it fun, and that's why we have a good time and we like playing.
Do you feel that your disciplinary issues are giving people a reason to try and target you that way? Because you are getting players simbined and sent off at the minute.
Yeah, I think there's one Lancashire team in the whole league. So work that out for yourself, you know. And everyone wants a pop at champions, don't they? So, you know, I suppose it's better off gang up. We'll all gang up and pick on the Lancashire kids. There's no discipline issues at our club.
Okay. In that respect, is that not something you feel you need to speak to your players about? Are you just concentrating on playing good rugby? Because when you do play well, there's no, 26 wins, whatever, you know, no one can stop you at the minute.
What I would say, the message I give out to players is don't get dragged in and don't get drawn in. So, you know, a referee's there to protect us and control the ruck and stop the niggle. Unfortunately, sometimes we get dragged in. I think last year, every visit to Redhall we had was a retaliation offence, so that tells its own story. So,
great bit of business getting Mickey Iam in. How did you pull that one off?
Through the front door, totally through the front door, and done genuinely and honestly. Our owner put an offer, made an inquiry to Simon Moran, who put an $100,000 offer down, which we refused, and counter offered, which they accepted. Very front door, very up front.
Excellent. I think everyone that came from a relief perspective wanted to see him score today. He did score. You've got to be delighted bringing someone like that to your club, haven't you?
Well, we've got two fantastic hookers at our club. We're blessed. And so, you know, Mickey was outstanding today, as was Bob Bezick. For Mick to get the try under the post was fitting, and probably brought a tear to the eye of his family and close friends, I'm sure.
So you roll on now, just keep winning. Like you said, looking pretty certain you're going to be in that eight. I guess now the games can't come thick and fast enough, can they?
Well, there's a big game round every corner. Halifax, Wakefield, Featherstone, you know, so it's good preparation. It's tough, and it asks a lot of questions of us mentally and physically, but currently we're answering them in a positive way. So that's good.
And how much is this unbeaten run a motivation for the guys in there? Because they won't want to be in that team that does lose when you eventually
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's actually not. It's we don't speak about it at all. It's I think when it comes to an end, then it'll be like probably kick yourself. But at present, it's just about week by week. And I've always had that philosophy, and you know that. So we don't mention that. We just want to win each game, and that's not an added pressure or an added motivation. But it'll be something to look back on. That.